USA Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm James Gimmel. Derek Chauvin was convicted last month of murdering George Floyd in 2020, and now the federal trial of three other Minneapolis police officers has begun in St. Paul, Minnesota. Two Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King accused of violating Floyd's civil rights. The prosecution contended in its opening statement the officers didn't lift a finger to save Floyd's life during his arrest, even after he said he couldn't breathe. WCCO-TV reporting Tao said, "This is why you don't do drugs." The Defense Department says two U.S. Navy carrier strike groups have begun training exercises in the South China Sea after Taiwan had out seen a Chinese electronic warfare jet buzz the waterway. It was just the latest incursion by the Chinese Air Force in Taiwan's air defense identification zone. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order lifting a mask mandate for school kids isn't going over well with seven school districts. ABC News reports they filed a lawsuit over the order that took effect today, allowing parents to opt out of the statewide mask requirement. A jury in Seattle has awarded three teachers $185 million after they sued Monsanto, which makes the PCB chemicals. The Seattle Times says the toxic PCBs remained at a Monroe, Washington school, even as teachers and students grew sicker and sicker. New York Governor Kathy Hochul would like to see Albany become the nation's first semiconductor hub. News 10 TV there reports that she and some local politicians toured the Albany Nanotech Complex on Monday. Hochul speaking at a news conference afterward.
We are in a global war with other countries who want to own the dominance of this industry. We're not letting that happen.
That audio from thehill.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
NATO says several member states are considering sending ships and aircraft to Eastern Europe in a show of resolve to Russian President Vladimir Putin in the standoff over his threat to invade the Ukraine. Meanwhile, America is making moves to protect its citizens there.
The U.S. State Department has ordered the evacuation of American citizens in Ukraine amid the threat of Russian military action. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News weighs in.
But what we are reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his joint chiefs and his secretary of state and his national security advisor, that he was presented options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The tax filing season has begun, and it may be frustrating as the IRS expects its phone lines to be jammed at times and says refund delays may result from mistakes on the stimulus or child care tax credits. The Detroit Free Press reports the IRS is urging taxpayers to be very careful because of several tax law changes for the 2021 tax year. Meta Platform says it's built an artificial intelligence supercomputer that will become the world's fastest when it's completed later this year. Per a Newsmax report, Meta reports in a blog that its new AI research supercluster will help build AI models that can work across hundreds of languages and analyze text, images, and video to determine if content is harmful. For USA Radio News, I'm James Gimmel.